Chapter 21, God's Purpose for His Institutions.
Written at Newtown, Tasmania, December 1, 1895. To the Medical Superintendent of a Large Sanitarium. My dear brother, every institution that bears the name of Seventh-day Adventist is to be to the world as was Joseph in Egypt, and as were Daniel and his fellows in Babylon. In the providence of God, these men were taken captive, that they might carry to heathen nations the knowledge of the one true God. They were to be representatives of God in our world. They were to make no compromise with the idolatrous nations with which they were brought into contact, but were to stand loyal to their faith, bearing as a special honor the name of worshipers of the God who created the heavens and the earth. These youth stood firm to principle. They lived in close connection with God, honoring Him in all their ways, and He honored them. He was their wisdom. He gave them knowledge and understanding. Today, the remnant people of God are to glorify His name by proclaiming the last message of warning, the last invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The only way in which they can fulfill God's expectations is by being representatives of the truth for this time. The Lord has wrought through human agents to fulfill the prophecies. He has made sacred eternal truth stand out plainly amidst the heresies and delusions that Christ declared would exist in the last days. My brother, you are situated where you can be a representative of the truth for this time. Keep close to the great teacher. I saw you holding up the banner on which were written the words, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Read that in Revelation 14:12. Several men, some of them those with whom you are connected in the sanitarium, were presenting to you a banner on which was a different inscription. You were letting go the banner of Seventh-day Adventists and were reaching out to grasp the banner presented to you. One of great dignity approached you and with deep earnestness said, "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." Read 1 Peter 2, 7-9. Then your hand firmly grasped the true banner, and these encouraging words were spoken, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." See Revelation 19, 7 and 8. I was instructed that you and your fellow laborers were in danger of hiding the principles of our faith in order to obtain large patronage. Every jot done in this line, instead of extending the influence of the truth, will hinder its advance. You and your associates of the sanitarium work need a pilot with you constantly, else you will be shipwrecked. You surely must understand your peril. Satan is making every effort to turn you aside into strange paths. God has strengthened you. Your soul must be sanctified through the truth, that your steadfast adherence to principles may be plain to all. The more powerful your helpless soul leans upon God, the more fully you make Him your trust, the more hungry you will be for the bread of life. God is to be recognized and honored by the people calling themselves Seventh-day Adventists. In the past, the truth has, to the honor of God, been proclaimed with convincing power by the physicians and helpers in our sanitariums. God will accept no less of you, but will expect far more. You and your associates are to labor on in faith and firmness to prevent decline and to ensure progress. There must be no narrowing down of your work, no concealing of the principles of truth. There must be a widening at the base of operations. Many plants must be made in different places. There is need of more zeal, more faith, more influence, of more active, spirited workers. Remember that you are working for time and for eternity. Heavenly angels are commissioned to cooperate with your efforts for the conquest of souls. More earnest efforts should be made to establish the truth in various localities. And there must be no covering up of any phase of our message. The truth for this time must be given to the souls ready to perish. Those who in any way hide the truth dishonor God. Upon their garments will be the blood of souls.